know, if it sucks the life out of you to pick up the phone, or sucks the life out of you to get on video, or host an open house, or, you know, go up to a stranger, this business isn't for you.
Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind, with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Stay Paid. I bet you guys are getting used to my intro by now. Unfortunately, I still am without my co-pilot, Josh. You're missing the best intro in the biz, but Josh will be back soon, not to worry. But in place of Josh, we have an incredible guest for you today. I have the privilege of interviewing and talking with Chris Benjamin. He's the driving force behind Estate of Grace Real Estate, a trailblazer in video-first marketing. Chris helps lead his team to an average of 100 home sales per year. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that's in like Long Beach, Los Angeles, you know, area. So you know those are higher prices than in Virginia or something like that. No offense to my brother Steven in Virginia. His journey from lawyer and public defender to realtor and investor showcases his diverse expertise. When not closing deals, Chris conquers mountains, both figuratively and literally, and recently summited Mount Everest, the tallest point on earth. He's a devoted family man, cherishing time with his wife, Paige, a plastic surgeon, and their first child, Hendrix. Chris, welcome to Stay Paid, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me, man.
Dude, I am excited to have you on. You guys all know the broke agent, Eric, and we interviewed him. And Eric, one guy he told us we have to have on the show was you. And he said, oh, you guys got to get this guy on the show. Eric's amazing. The whole BAM community is amazing. I know you're a part of that community. I'd love to start off, you know, you're obviously an insanely good business guy with real estate, but I want to hear, what did you learn from Mount Everest, man? I mean, because that is not something very many people do, and you literally summited Mount Everest to the tallest point. So that's pretty incredible. What did you learn? What was that experience like?
Thank you. I learned a lot of things. I think one thing that I don't share too often, or one thing that I didn't go into it expecting to learn, was the feelings afterwards. I think all of us dream and chase really big goals for long periods of time, and we don't really think about what happens to us and our lives and our feelings once we accomplish them. So you're still very grateful and proud and happy. But I certainly came back and fell into this weird depression. I fell into this weird sort of, I'm not worthy. Like, I'm getting all this admiration for doing something. And I just felt weird, because something that I had dreamed about for so many years was suddenly done. So one thing, having sort of come out of that funk, and it took me maybe like 8-9 months to pull myself out of that, one thing that I've thought about as a result of the experience is we have to dream bigger, and we have to really think about why we want something or what happens once we get it. Because with big goals, I'm learning, the pursuit is what it's about. Mm. So you really almost always want to have a goal that you never achieve, because it keeps you on this like honest road forever. And
To
answer the question shortly, I think I wish I would have, or one thing I learned was to dream even bigger, you know, maybe climb Mount Everest with like no oxygen, or climb whatever my dream was, because you're going to get it, and then what?
It's so true. I was at a conference one time. I forget the conference. I give credit to it, where there was a speaker on stage that basically said, you know, everybody's about finding your why. And one of the things that he, you know, said was like his pursuit of his why actually became his why. And that actually spoke to me because for people, you know, that have accomplished some things, like you've accomplished so much, you realize it's like your why does change over time. Like when you're younger and stuff like that, they say, oh, you got to create your why and this is what you're going to. It's just like, no, but it's ever evolving. And it's in that constant pursuit of your purpose and your why. And maybe you phrase it the way Atomic Habits did, which is getting 1% better every single day. It's like this constant pursuit of just getting better, constant pursuit of accomplishing the next thing. And that is a good thing. It's not a good thing if you aren't present, I would add. You have to be present, but right. Having a constant pursuit for a bigger why, that's really powerful. We'll talk about climbing Mount Everest in the real estate business, right? Because you're in a very competitive market. You're doing 100 deals. You've been in for almost 6 years, I think you said. So not that long. 87% of real estate agents fail within 5 years. So you haven't failed. What has been the maybe top two or three things that has helped you elevate to where you've made it?
Absolutely. So number one, out of the gates, top reason why I've made it is my support. I've came into the real estate industry with the support of my family who had been in this industry for 34 years. I think mom and dad had been in it like 30 years before I stepped in. So if they were selling ice or shoelaces, I feel fairly confident I would have like moved into that. But it really just felt like I had the exposure and support to get mentored by some of the best. I loved practicing law, but I had an opportunity in real estate and I jumped on it. So if you don't have a mom or dad who's in the business to show you the ropes, you need to find somebody who is going to invest in you and your growth, because it really takes that mentoring and it has to be more than about the money, because like the time period it takes for an agent to really start figuring it out doesn't like shake out with the numbers. You know what I mean? Like you're really not providing like value in terms of dollars until you have some time in this business. Mm. So that is one thing I would share is like, you have to be around people. That was one big reason. The second thing I would say, and I think this is from my Everest experience or legal experience or just mindset, is it's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be like cashing checks and chilling all day, right? So having watched my family make a living selling real estate, doing investments, flipping houses, being part of this business, I knew that they worked really hard. So I don't think I was ever deterred, especially now, like as the market is changing and obviously like legislation is changing. I don't think it's supposed to be easy, you know? So I think that mindset of you want to be successful, you want to hustle, you want the big checks, you want all this, work hard.
Imagine this, you're driving around town and you see a house that you previously sold with a for sale sign in the yard featuring an agent that isn't you. There's no worse feeling than knowing you missed out on an opportunity for repeat business simply because a former client forgot your name. With Reminder Media's help, you can become unforgettable with your own branded magazine. In fact, 70% of people who receive a personally branded magazine from their agent have done repeat business with them simply because they sent them the magazine. Never lose another client again because they forgot who you were. Visit remindermedia.com/forgottenagent to request your free sample of our branded magazine. That's remindermedia.com/forgottenagent. Take action on this today.
What do you think of the legislation like change and like how are you processing it? I mean, I know it's so brand new, but how are you processing it in terms of thinking like, you know, I'm going to keep my mindset right. How are you thinking about leveling up? What's your thought process there?
It's a wonderful question. And transparently, this is the first time that I'm talking to somebody about it, you know, in a recorded platform. My feelings about like the meat and potatoes, I'm still processing simply because there is so much that people are still figuring out.
Yep.
So I really am sort of trying to understand how things will shake out before I sort of draw my line in the sand, because I do feel like it's something that we don't need to just come out there and say something before it's fully understood.
Yeah.
With that, I would say that I really welcome the challenge because it's hard for everybody. And what agents need to understand is that this sweeping change, whatever it shakes out to be, is across the board. And I am not competing against Meta or Google. I'm competing against another agent, right? So when you put in perspective, it's like if everybody in the business is allowed to be on steroids. If everybody is doing it, the playing field is equal.
Yeah.
So I'm a human, man, and it certainly shook my cage when I saw the news Friday. I was in the field, and like instinctively, I had like a gut reaction. And very quickly, truthfully, I shook it off and I said, if I'm feeling this way right now, I can only imagine how these are feeling.
Yeah, it's so true, man. Yeah, it's funny. It's like the way I kind of process it and think about it is, you know, at the piece that I have in terms of it, like I'm not a real estate agent, but I'm super connected, obviously, to the industry, working with tens of thousands of agents, my brother's an agent, all that good stuff. I think of it this way. I think consumers want good advice and great representation before the lawsuit. They will want good advice and great representation after the lawsuit. Specifically, if we think about the lawsuit in general, the buying side, buyers will want great advice and good representation, and they are willing to pay for that. It's just you have to be willing to showcase that value with clarity, confidence, and consistency. And that, I think, will make the difference. What made you choose to go all in on social? And maybe you don't even think about it that way, but comparatively to most agents, like you have 26,000 followers on social, you're video first. Like, what made you do that, and what have you learned in doing social to do it so well?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think, so you said a few things. I did it initially because I had been exposed. My mom had taken me to the Tom Ferry Elite Retreat,
yep.
And this was circa 2018. And he said, everybody needs to be making video, right? And at that point, I really didn't understand prospecting. I wasn't like bringing business in. It's not like people were suddenly like, you're a real estate agent from being a lawyer, please help me. So I was trying to think what I could do.
Was it the opposite effect because you were a lawyer? Sorry, exactly. Bro. Lawyers, man.
No. It's the truth. So I think immediately I thought to myself, what can I do to bring value to my family's small business? Immediately, like, what can I just go do immediately, right? And transparently, coming from the real estate legal background, I was a trial attorney, so I loved the performance. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's why I've gravitated towards like the marketing, or at least the social media marketing, is like, I like it. So I jump into it because it's what I can do. It's like what Tom says that I can do. And I just started building that muscle. At the time I was starting, I didn't think it was going to turn into this like big machine, right? I didn't know that I was going to fall in love with it so much, because it really just began with one video a week, right? And then it's really spiraled. What I've discovered now, 6 years forward, is that you don't have to love every aspect of the business the same. You got to do all the parts of the business, or you got to hire somebody to do what you don't like, but you still got to be involved. But you do have to find a component of the business that you just love, that overflows your cup into every other aspect of the business that keeps you going, right? So I've been around like all these mega mailers who are killing it sending direct mail. You're around these like mega farmers who are killing it. If you look across the board, the only thing they are all doing the same is showing up consistently. You know what I mean? The only thing that these people are doing is doing the thing regularly. And that's the truth about the social media stuff, is like, it's the component of the business that I love, that I just like, it really tickles me. It pours over into the other parts of my business. It encourages me to make my calls. It encourages me to want to like meet with sellers because I have ideas that I want to share with the world. So it encourages me to like knock on the doors and do the actions, because I want to make the content and I want to be creative. And now, circling to the first thing that we started the conversation, the pursuit or the journey is the goal, right? It's no longer I do it because I want to sell 100 houses. 100 houses, the point, like, for to get an award at the end of the year, I'm working like 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week. If I don't really like what my week looks like, what am I doing?
Yeah, so, you so well said.
So Tom Ferry can pat my back? Like, this is our life. So if it's your life, you better find some component that, like, motivates you to be happy and positive and be able to go to the gym and all this stuff. Because, like, you know, if it sucks the life out of you to pick up the phone, or sucks the life out of you to get on video or host an open house, or, you know, go up to a stranger, this business isn't for you.
Yes. Say it louder for the people in the back, man. Preach it. That is amazing. Yeah. I haven't ever heard it said or framed up quite that way of, like, finding something in the business that you love that fills up your cup, because that then fuels you to do the rest. I think that is so well said. People really struggle, myself included, with, like, and people might not realize this because I'm such a, we pump out a ton of content here for our company, but quite frankly, I have to force myself to. But how do you think about content? Like, to come up with the ideas of, like, what's working? Like, I'm the same as everybody else. I put out a reel and, or a piece of content. Here's a perfect example. I put out a piece of content, or our team did, on BAM, or collaborated with BAM, and I looked at it after the fact, and I said, man, we shouldn't have done this content. It's too surface level, too fluffy, but we were just trying to stay consistent and do something. We should have spent more time, gone deeper, and given a better tip, and it would have had more likes and more shares. And it's not really about the vanity to me. It's just about the value. Like, that's a representation of the value I just gave, is the amount of likes you get or comments, is kind of feedback market loop. So you're shaking your head no. So talk me through that. What do you think?
No. So there's a couple things that I think creators or professionals, people that are far enough along, like you said, this is episode 500 something. You have a muscle that you've built to put out the content. The struggle when you become the expert is some of the game that you have to give is basic to you. Mm. So you hear it as surface level. They hear it for the first time ever.
Mm, that's a good point.
The metric cannot, like, so we need to look at the analytics. Do not get me wrong. We need to look at the analytics and try to do better. But that doesn't change the value we give. And I don't think it's dictated by the like. You know, there are tons of creators, or you think of artists that are phenomenal that have yet to be discovered, right? You have to enjoy the pursuit and the belief in what you are doing is providing value, because you will either just show up every day and eventually succeed, or you will die before it happens and you won't know that you didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what are you, like, we have to reframe what we're thinking about when we're putting it out and what that purpose is. So one of the reasons that I love showing up every day now, that's pretty much the muscle that I've built, is, like, it's not because it's a, yes, I want to stay consistent. Yes, I want to market, but it makes me feel undeniable. Like, I show up day in and day out. Not every day is a banger, the same way that not every day that I'm PRing on the bench, but every day I break my sweat. Every day I practice this motion. And it's a discipline that I think bleeds into other parts of your life. And I think it makes you undeniable. Like, I don't go, like, I'm very flattered by the admiration, Luke. Like, but it's all, we were talking about listens and views on the podcast. It's all relative, right? So I'm hanging out with guys like the Broke Agent and make me feel like little mouses.
Yeah.
Right? And if I was to compare myself to that every day, it would cripple me. But it's all relative. And when they see us, I believe that, show up every day, it's like, fuck the views. I don't need them. Mm. I'm undeniable because I show up.
Yeah, man, that's powerful.
That was so boxy. That was the Celsius in the bloodstream. Sorry.
Yeah, no, man, I love it, dude. I won't tell you what I heard about Celsius from a health perspective. I drink them too. And then I watched this reel, speaking of content, and it was just like the chemicals they put in. I'm like, oh gosh, can I believe this? I don't know. And here I am, probably still going to drink them. I don't know. But no, that's so well said. And it reminds me, when you were saying that, of, like, what is confidence? It's the memory of past success. Like your confidence comes from the memory of past success a lot of times. And the success is small. It's waking up every day, doing what you said you were going to do and doing it. And that's like a past success that you have that muscle that you've trained and you just know I've lifted this weight before. I can lift it. You know, I can go more, you know, like that type of idea. So what do you feel like right now in the market in 2024, right? Everybody's thinking listings, right? Because of this lawsuit and all stuff. What do you feel is working for you lead gen wise to generate leads for your business that you could share with the audience, whether it's a tactic you're doing or a strategy that you're implementing that you feel is helping you get leads or convos?
Absolutely. So I think, I'm sure you're familiar like with everyone you're connected to in the real estate space, Jimmy Mackin.
Yes. Love Jimmy. You know, like,
yeah. Jimmy's a great guy. And you know, like I think I'm probably one of his biggest disciples and none of his ideas are mine, but I'm the one that like puts them into action, right? Like he shares them and you got to run with it. And Jimmy's always preaching this idea of attracting instead of chasing. And I think with where affordability is today, where interest rates are today, the climate of real estate, we have to be looking for higher intent individuals. And the only way to do that is by taking a lot more jump shots. During COVID, everybody was a buyer. Don't matter how much money you have. It was so cheap to borrow. Like everybody was a buyer. Today, people who are buyers need to buy. There's a lot less I want to buy. So what we're doing that I think we need to be doing more of because it's working is all of these small attraction type marketing. So for example, weekly, maybe even twice a week. I'm only doing it with my listings, but you could do it with other people's listings is like deal of the week, right? You could be cryptic about it. So I'm doing this with my coming soon listings, right? Or listings as soon as I set the appointment for the listing before it's signed, as well as once it's signed. No graphics, nothing fancy. Hey, I got a 4-bedroom, 2-bath coming in this neighborhood. These houses go very quick. It's going to go live in 2 weeks. Let me know if you want a sneak peek.
Where are you putting that? Are you putting that on your social or email or both?
Jimmy is telling us to do it everywhere. I'm putting it on my story. So like on the way, like this is truth because like I'm a real living, breathing agent, not just content creator. So like I'll be driving to my listing appointment and I will film myself on my story. I should do it the day before, but I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Film myself on the story and say, hey guys, on the way to an appointment in this neighborhood, and it's a green screen of the map.
Love it.
In this area, these houses go very quick when they become available. Let me know if you want the details before it's actually on the market. That's when I go to the listing appointment, I can show them my story post responses.
That's so good, dude. That is so freaking good. You use it in your listing appointment too. That is amazing.
Mr. Seller, I understand that we haven't signed a contract yet, but I'm trying to get an idea as far as what's happening with the activity on your house before we even get started. You know, 11 people have responded to say they'd love a sneak peek. Nobody's doing things for them before the appointment. You know, you haven't even signed a contract and I'm out here selling for you. You know what I'm saying? You do the same thing and you send it to the whole database. So it's like, we're all working on collecting emails, sending emails to the database. Like, that's magic, right? So same thing to the database. Guys, I'm going on an appointment. It's going to be available if we get it signed in probably 2 weeks. Let me know if you want the details. I'll keep you posted after the appointment.
Yeah, that is so good, man. What a great touch point. Also educational, also value-driven, also has urgency built in.
100%. And then you just keep putting jump shots up. So like I tell you what I've been doing, but it takes, like I enjoy doing it, but it's work. So late in the evening, I will look on the MLS at what my buyers are clicking on, you know? So I'm looking at what's going on because like, if you check in with your buyer and you say, hey, I'm just checking in, what's going on? How are you? That's a am I allowed to curse?
Well, you already did it, so keep going. it's no problem, trust me. Ethan's a great producer. He can either bleep it out or
we'll mute him out, no worries. Yeah.
And I'll just knock it off. People know when you're just checking in. That sucks, right? Like I hate that stuff. Find a reason to check in. The easiest reason to check in is look at the MLS for something that they were looking at or interested in or around and send it to them. Yes. Hey, I saw this. What do you think? Send it to them. Take it a step further because these are the jump shots. You send it to your buyer. After you send it to the buyer, if they really love it, maybe you don't want to share it with the world. You find the one right next door. Screen record. Pull up the listing on your cell phone now. Go from the computer to your cell phone. Screen record that listing on Zillow or the MLS. And then post it on your story and put a poll.
Yeah.
Who wants more details on this one? Just saw this house shopping for one of my buyers. How sick is this kitchen? They are just hooks. I put a story of a $2 million house in Santa Ana that I was shopping with one buyer. And I just said, how sick is this place? And another buyer, he didn't buy a house yet, but he said, I'm going to be having a baby in a year and we're going to be shopping. This is what I love.
Yeah, man.
He's given me an indication, right?
Yeah, that is so good. And then you just nurture that, keep track of that. Yeah, that's so good. So I know you are, man, I feel like I'm just scratching the surface. I could talk to you all day, but I know you're producing a documentary of your trip to Everest, right? Let's share a little bit about that because I want people to be able to check that out.
Oh my gosh, I really appreciate you mentioning that. So April 27th, we are premiering a documentary that we created called POV or Points of View. And it's all footage that I filmed personally on Everest, interviews with my wife, with my mom. And it's put together telling a story about what it took for me to get there and then my summit. And the people who made it, very dear friends of mine, great filmmakers, wanted to create this project. You know, it was an awesome experience or awesome opportunity. And the goal is to try to maybe share it with Netflix or Prime or see if anybody's interested with a platform like that. But if we do that, we unfortunately can't share it like on the internet. So what we thought is let's screen it one night only, April 27th at the Long Beach Art Theater or the Art Theater of Long Beach. All the ticket sales are going to donations to support the Juniper Fund. The Juniper Fund is a beautiful organization that all the money goes to the families of Sherpas who have passed away.
Oh, wow.
During high altitude climbs. So, you know, helping put their kids through school, helping support their families, and all of it's going to that. So I'm really, it's kind of cringy because I make real estate content and it's sort of a persona, right? It's like my Batman Robin. It's me, but it's not me, right? It's like authentically me, but I'm able to remove myself. And with the documentary, it's tough because I think I like cry. You know what I mean? There's just like, it's just, it's,
oh, we're going to get the real Chris. We're going to see Chris crying here. I love it.
Well, it's really me and it's really my family. So, I want it to do well, not for myself because it's kind of awkward, but because my buddies who made it really deserve it. And it's a beautiful piece of art. So
it's amazing, man. Well, I will cross my fingers because I'm in Philly. So I will cross my fingers that you get picked up by Netflix or, you know, Prime or something like that. That would be amazing, man, to see. It will be kind of like Free Solo or something like that. One of those type of documentaries.
Oh my gosh. Maybe not quite as dramatic, but just to put me in the same sentence.
Well, tell people how they can connect with you because you are just an amazing individual. I would love for people to follow you, connect with you. Where can they find you?
Thank you, Luke. Pretty much everywhere at Chris Benjamin, the same way it's spelled, at just my first name, Chris, last name Benjamin on Instagram. If you send me a DM, that'll be me responding.
Awesome. So guys, all that will be in the show notes at staypaidpodcast.com. So you can find out how to follow Chris and find out all about the documentary and all that good stuff there. I mean, you just heard so many golden nuggets from it's about the journey, not about the destination. It's giving bigger goals. And not only that, breaking down for you the consistency that you need, not only in your life, but in the marketing game of content. And so just so many powerful golden nuggets for you. I encourage you to go and share this episode with a friend, right? We're so appreciative of all of you subscribing on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you're listening to. Please share it with a friend. Please comment. Let us know how you enjoyed it. And if you find it in your heart, give it a 5-star rating because it helps it be seen by more people. My action item for everybody on this, because you know it's all about taking action, right? You can hear things all day, but you got to take action. He gave you an incredible tactic, deal of the week. The deal of the week is such an incredible tactic that you can implement literally tomorrow. You have no excuse. You can put in the work literally tomorrow to do that, to start generating interest and use it at your listing presentation. That is just insane how much it can help you. And remember this as we're closing out, right, is you can't give from an empty cup. And the way Chris framed it up of find what fills your cup up in this business and do that so you can then go do the other things. You got to identify what that is. So man, this episode was so good. I gave you two action items. Find what's going to fill your cup up and go do the deal of the week. Remember the difference, stumbling there at the end, the difference between top producers and mediocre producers, ladies and gentlemen, in every business is top producers take action. Take action on that today.